That's not the right answer. Liam, can you eat this? Thanks. No?
I'll eat a
no?
hot dog.
Who's going to eat this? There we go. Like
Most of the kids who read Ben Michelson probably read them in school. Books like Rescue Josh McGuire, Stranded, Countdown, and one called Petey, which I haven't read, but I hear it's sad.
My name's Autumn, and I'm in 8th grade. It is an awesome book. When I read books, a movie plays in my head, and it's awesome.
You think the movie, if they made Petey into a movie, would be awesome?
Yeah, and I'd cry.
Michelson's most famous books are probably Touching Spirit Bear and its sequel, The Ghost of Spirit Bear. Both are about a character who experiences a lot of abuse growing up, becoming angry and abusive himself, but overcomes it. Spirit Bear is based partly on Michelson's own life, and partly on things we've all heard about, but try not to remember.
Finally, I realized that I had to write the book was when I turned the television on one day, and there was the story of the two boys in Columbine in Colorado that were teased all of their lives, and nobody did a thing about it, and stood by and acquiesced to it, and then they turned around and became angry, and they brought guns to school and shot a bunch of their friends. And I always thought that was so tragic because, you know, it's that crime didn't start the day they started pulling the triggers. The crime started the day that they were bullied and everybody stood around and let it happen. So I thought, I need to write that book.
This is definitely a big part of why Michelson speaks to students. His trips aren't for marketing. He wants readers to understand that even though the plot is fictional, the moral questions are very real.
My name's Ben Gordon. I'm in 7th grade.
All right, and you finished Touching Spirit Bear, is that correct?
Yes, I have.
And what did you think of it?
I thought it was great. kind of shows that there are people out there who are blinded by anger and how, you know, you can't heal anger, but you can at least redeem yourself.
You guys, listen to the next words that come out of this mouth. You might already be the best writer in your school, and you don't even realize it, because people have such a misconception of writers. In fact,
besides having a picnic with the 7th and 8th graders in Sitka who raised money for his trip by holding a readathon, Michelson also met with the whole school. He talked about growing up in Bolivia, a white kid who experienced discrimination and bullying because he was different. As a result of his childhood and previous education, he struggled with reading and writing until he found a book that helped him understand that, regardless of what anyone else thought, he was the most important character in his life's story.
That day, as soon as school was over, I went out to the lake that was near my house. It was called Lake Bilsby. And I went down to the shoreline, and I looked across the lake at these cliffs that were on the other side of the lake. And that day, students, for the first time in my life, I allowed myself to dream that someday I could become something really, really special in life. You guys, the first book I ever read in my life was a little skinny book that was half full of pictures. It was called Jonathan Livingston Seagull, and it was a story.
Michelson turned his life around by flying. He remembers working 3 weeks to save up enough money for a single flying lesson. He later became a pilot and the state skydiving champion in Minnesota. As an adult, he began his writing career, and he acquired a black bear cub named Buffy, and the combination of the two would lead to the creation of Touching Spirit Bear.
Students, with a pen and a piece of paper, those two simple items, I discovered that I could make a difference in this planet.
With the help of flying, his bear, and his writing, Michelson learned that he wasn't angry anymore. Not even when Buffy eats part of his books.
He likes to munch my pages.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ryan.
And I want to shake him by his ears and say, you pea brain.